Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission now presents Jadco and You.
There were big changes to the administration of anti-doping programs worldwide at the start of the year. Anti-doping organizations are now governed by the 2015 World Anti-Doping Code, which replaced the 2009 Code. The code is the fundamental and universal document upon which the World Anti-Doping Program in sport is based, and its purpose is to advance the anti-doping effort through universal harmonization of core anti-doping elements. The Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission, JADCO, is moving to ensure local stakeholders are informed of the changes to the code, and on January 29 hosted a symposium at the Jamaica Conference Center in Kingston under the theme Exploring the New and Improved World Anti-Doping Code.
The associations and the federations are the bodies that look after the welfare of the athletes, and so they need to know what is involved so that they can do this properly. Coaches and other athlete support personnel themselves also need to know what is involved and to know that they are also liable for sanctions if they are not compliant with the code and with the anti-doping rules of Jamaica.
Executive Director of JADCO, Kerry Brown. JADCO collaborated with the World Anti-Doping Agency, WADA, and the Canadian Centre for Ethics in Sport, CCES, to host the event. Representatives from both entities made presentations on the World Anti-Doping Programme and the fight against doping through partnerships.
The fight against doping must be a collective effort, and I think we all hold a piece of the puzzle, and we just need to work together to protect our clean athletes, the integrity of our sport, and with that, hopefully one day, we'll eliminate doping from sport.
Manager for Anti-Doping Initiatives at the CCES, Karine Henry. In addition to the revised World Anti-Doping Code, participants discussed the Anti-Doping in Sport Act of 2014 and the 2015 Anti-Doping Rules. Executive Director of JADCO, Kerry Brown, explains two new additions to the World Anti-Doping Code.
The code introduces two new anti-doping rule violations, which is complicity, which if you are trying to cover up or trying to help an athlete or other athlete support personnel to cover up an anti-doping rule violation or any form of traffic or anything like that, then they are sanctioned for it. Also, there's prohibited association, where you should not associate with persons who under the code would have deemed to have committed a violation and they were warned by, say, WADA that no one should associate with them. Also, if there's a case where there's an anti-doping rule in violation involving a minor, you're mandated to investigate that case.
Speaking at the symposium, Minister with Responsibility for Sport, Natalie Nita Headley, pledged the government's assistance to the development of the country's doping program and urged athletes and support personnel to play their part.
As we explore the new and improved World Anti-Doping Code, we encourage all the parents, all the coaches, take back all the information you can so that we all can be aware of what is happening.
Symposium participants lauded JADCO for its efforts to sensitize local sports stakeholders about the changes to the World Anti-Doping Regulations.
Today's symposium really helped to increase awareness. We as a nation should know that we have an important job to really get it out there, because whenever our athletes mess up, it comes back to us as a nation.
I've gained a whole lot of knowledge which I was not aware of before. With this information, I am empowered to go back to educate my students at my school.
JADCO in its present form has improved a lot over the last few months, and I think they are on the right path in terms of making sure that athletes participate clean.
To learn more about the World Anti-Doping Code, the Anti-Doping in Sport Act of 2014, and the 2015 Anti-Doping Rules, or for general information on JADCO, feel free to visit jadco.gov.jm. You can also visit our offices at 5-9 South Odeon Avenue, Kingston 10, telephone 929-3500. This has been JADCO and You. Till next time, remember, you don't need to dope to cope.
We don't need it. This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.